There are many religions in Australia. The latest census figures showed that 25% of our population is Catholic, and that somewhat surprisingly, Hinduism is the fastest growing religion in our country. At the same time, we know that more and more Australians have no religious affiliation. So why is it that some of us have an unshakable faith while others are agnostic or even atheist? In search of some kind of answer, Australian comedian, writer, all sorts of things, Sean McAuliffe has travelled to some of the world's most unique religious communities for a new TV series called Stairway to Heaven. Sean, good morning.
Hamish, I'm just writing all this down. You've done more research than I did. These statistics are very impressive. I wish I'd used them in the documentaries.
You say that you're raised as a good Catholic boy. Are you a person of faith? Are you a man of faith today?
Well, it's sort of, I guess it's faded considerably as I've gotten older. Not that I have any thought one way or the other. And when I was asked whether I'd like to make a documentary series, I did think long and hard about a subject that actually was of interest. And it wasn't so much religion as the meaning of life. I thought I'd just go for the top thing. If I was going to do one documentary series, it might as well be, you know, helpful to mankind. So religion is the gateway through which we come to people's belief systems, I suppose, and it's unavoidable to deal with religion, but the religion itself isn't the end of it. I think religion probably across the board is a bunch of rules that help organise people. So once you get through that and actually get into the communities and meet the people and find out what they really believe, because being raised a Catholic, I know there's a lot of variation and there's a lot of shades, and I assume that applies in all religions, or at least I did, and that's what I guess I've been finding out.
In the first episode of Stairway to Heaven, you go to Salt Lake City, Utah. You ate, you prayed, you lived with Mormons. Let's take a listen.
And so my immersion into life as a Mormon begins. At the centre of church life is a lay priesthood of men.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters.
Paul, my host, is our local leader, or bishop. Today, I'm helping Laureen and her friends bottle honey, harvested, I presume, from Mormon bees. My life as a Mormon soon gets very busy.
Tuesday, we're going to be doing the road cleanup down by the church.
People of the church go out and gather together all the trash you can find and put it in a bag, and I'm sure then they dump it in some other parish.
What was that experience like?
Yes, it sounds like we were dealing with the very the topsoil of the meaning of life there. But it was nice to immerse myself in the community for the 2 or 3 weeks that I did, and I got to sing with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. I do wish you'd played that bit. That was slightly more interesting than cleaning up the roadside. Yes, they put you to work. I mean, and indeed, later on in the episode, I button on to a mission and go to Fiji with a bunch of young people. A lot of the young Mormons, when they hit 19, spend a couple of years on a mission and go to all parts of the world and preach the faith. So at the age where a lot of youngsters, where our own children, I suppose, would be asking them to, or expecting them to leave home and start taking responsibility for themselves, those in the Mormon faith give their children to the church for a couple of years. So that was quite a challenging idea.
Did you actually learn anything new about them, about their experience? Did you gain some insight into what the value of that year abroad is for young Mormons?
Yeah, well, I did. Yes, I did. I've realised that it's as much a test of their own faith as it is an attempt to turn people. I mean, really, in Fiji, for example, everybody's converted anyway to some form of religion. So it's just they're just playing swapsies. It's not like they're bringing the idea of God to people who've never thought of God before. So it's a bit hard to find a corner of the earth where somebody already doesn't have a belief system, and it does raise the question these days about whether it's the right thing to go in and impose your own particular view on. At least that's what I thought as I went through, and I just wondered how effective the whole thing is by the time you get to these places.
You also visited a Mormon polygamous community in southern Utah. There was one husband, two wives, 17 children. I mean, I think it's probably important to point out that not all Mormons are polygamists anymore. I know that's sort of the reputation that the community has. But you spoke with first wife Katrina. Let's have a listen to that.
Basically, the more I fell in love with him, the more I had a desire to live it. seeing what a good dad he was and what a good husband he was. I felt like he could bless more people than myself. And, you know, eventually I started having questions and started going, would you ever consider marrying this person, you know?
How does that family sort of justify the polygamy element of things?
Well, this chap and his two wives and his 17 children are part of a community, a small community that are on very much the fringe of Mormon life. That's certainly not part of the mainstream, and there would be very, very few families that would be like this. But nonetheless, he regarded it as a return to form. His father had two wives, and so it's perfectly normal to him. So I don't think he felt the need to justify it. I think for him it was as natural as seeing what Dad did, and maybe what his father's father did. And indeed, up close, it appeared like a perfectly normal, loving family, just considerably larger than what we might be used to. The practical side of it was quite astonishing, and he is very much very, very hands-on in terms of looking after the community as well as the community of his own family. They lived in a house that was in a hole in a mountain that he'd blown out himself. I mean, he's got no qualifications or training or anything, but he can handle a bit of dynamite, and he blew a hole in the side of a mountain, and that's where he's decided to live. I mean, all it was very pioneering, and indeed, Mormonism is a very American idea. I mean, it really does rewrap and the idea of Christianity, because it's central to it is the idea that Jesus actually came and lived in America. I don't think people generally who aren't in the faith aren't aware of that, but that's pretty central to the idea that Jesus went and lived in Missouri. So if you accept that, everything else seems pretty normal. But when you think about it, most religions have got a pretty challenging origin story, and I think if you grow up with it, you just accept it as normal.
Sean, we'll look forward to watching it. Thanks for coming in this morning. Great to chat.
Pleasure, Hamish. Thank you.
Sean McAuliffe, Stairway to Heaven, starting Wednesday, January 18th, 8:30 p.m. on SBS. That's tonight, by the way, in case you're wondering. It is coming up to 8:30. You're listening to RN Breakfast.